Hello, and welcome back to my podcast. I would like to say I thank you all for listening to my podcast and sharing my podcast and being here with me on this journey. Today, I just want to talk about my crystals, you know, what they mean to me. And I do have a MRI coming up on the 11th of my neck and spine. They want to do the MRI. They did the CT scan. Now they want to do an MRI to see, to get a better clear. This is going to be with contrast. But I talk about that after I have it done and let y'all know where we going from there. But I don't know, a lot of you guys probably don't know, some of you probably do know that I am very spiritual, but I do not try to push my belief and my Christianity on anyone when I'm on here talking. I only talk about the experience that I have been through, that I know that I have seen in my life. And I know that only come from other sources. And I do believe in Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father, that they can, you know, help you and get you through different things. But that's to each his own. But that's my belief. And like I said, I don't try to try to get y'all into that. But when I first got into crystals, my daughter, Crystal, and actually her name is spelled with a K instead of C. She got me into crystals. She got me this book. Crystals Guide for Beginners. And my first crystal that she got me was a skull. And the healing powers for that crystal itself, it was for autoimmune, anxiety, depression. It was a big help. And she told me that she had located a crystal store here in our town. So we went and checked it out, and I went in. And before we went, I read the book, the first chapter of the book where the industrial was saying that, you know, when you crystals are drawn to you and that energy, you would know it, you know, because your eyes would be drawn directly to a certain crystal. And out of all the ones that's there alike, your eyes be drawn to this one certain crystal. So I went in and my eyes was drawn to this satellite. It was a wand. And I'm like, wow, you know, this is clearance. It gives you clearance. It helps you see things clearly, you know. And then I'm like, oh, okay. It helps you with anything that you got going on in your life. So I got that one, and I picked up a rose quartz, and then I got a smoky quartz. And then after that, I went online. And I found this store that send you these little boxes of different crystals and stuff. And I start ordering them. And I, you know, start getting my little stones that way through the mail. And I got over about 78 and 80 little stones. And I got a few big ones around the house. So it's, you know, I love them. I love the crystals. I have crystals outside my door. around in my plants. You know, and I even have crystals near me, so our house cat around his area, you know, for anxiety. You know, because sometimes cats do get anxiety, any pet. So, you know, because he don't like wearing anything. If I had got him this necklace, this choker to wear, but he don't like wearing stuff around his neck. So I just start, you know, putting stuff in his area to help him with his anxiety. Because sometimes he can get fussy and moody. And I, like I say, I was meditating this morning here with several different stones, you know, a lot of stuff that's going on in my head and everything, you know, and I'm trying to work through it. And a lot of times that's how I get my answer to a solution or a problem that I'm having is through meditation. Because I'm just still trying to figure out, you know, why it don't took almost a year. Next month would be a year that when I had that first x-ray and first CT scan and bone density done on my body of last year. And I done went through so many different doctors to try to get to the right place where I need to be at. And I noticed my body has started aching a lot more, and it still do. But I start doing a lot of more meditating with different crystals and sleeping with crystals. I would put them under my pillow for my, you know, be close to my neck to try to help with the pain, because I don't go to pain management. When I was going to pain management, and I think the last time I was in pain management was 2014, the last time I was in pain management. And when I went to them, because I was going to a rheumatologist that was giving me my meds, and then after the state changed over that you had to go to pain management, so he couldn't give them to me anymore, so I had to go to pain management. What he was giving me was working with the pain and everything, but pain management took me off of everything that he had me on that was helping me. This time I had to start me on something new, you know, start me all over from scratch, but you're setting me back. You know, you forcing my joints and stuff to deteriorate faster than when it should have to. Me hurt worse than I have to. So I start working with crystals. My daughter, that's when she, you know, started looking into different alternatives and stuff. She started buying me different teas that would help my immune system, would also help me with my breathing. She got me on all these different herbs, vitamins, natural vitamins that's supposed to help, you know, with all these different, you know, things that was going on. And then plus my nephew, you know, was, you know, telling me different stuff to take. When I was on vacation this past 2 weeks ago, my nephew was telling me about seaweed that should help with my breathing and, you know, with the lung problem. But it probably, you know, since I have so much damage to my lung, it's not going to reverse it, but it'll help along, you know, because it's all natural. And plus the new pills they got me on, the estrogens, to slow down the growth on my lung. So I eat seaweed, but I don't eat it like just snacking on it. I only eat it when I'm eating it, sushi. So he told me I need to get the capsules. So I'm going to talk to my pulmonologist before I start on them, because I went online and I ordered some from Amazon, but I haven't started taking them. So when I talk to my pulmonologist, I'm going to see what he say, you know, because it's all natural, but I don't want to interfere with what they're giving me to see is that going to help. And in the process of getting a new rheumatologist, because as got him the information that he needed, what he, that his staff had never requested, I finally got the information to them. And his solution was go to pain management, where in the the report of the x-ray and the CT scan stating that the area that I'm talking about have progressed more than it had in the last 3 years. Because the last time I had surgery on my neck was like 3 years. Yeah, it was in 2019. It had been, 3 years. I mean, yeah. In December would be of this year, be 3 years since I had the surgery. So, but the surgeon had already told me that it was going to get bad again, because he could see that there was deterioration, but it wasn't a whole lot at the time. And he said maybe 2 to 3 years, or maybe 3 to 4 years, I'd probably have to have another surgery. So, but like I said, it's to the point now, the pain in my head, you know, is like when I try to scratch my head, it hurts. When I try to lift my right arm to scratch my head, it hurts. Lifting my head up off the pillow, it hurts. I mean, trying to turn over, it hurts. No matter what position I'm in, you know, it hurts. My neck and head hurts, and my spine. So I can't stand that long. I can't walk that long. I can't sit that long. I can't lay in the same position that long. I constantly have to be moving my body so I can relieve pressure off of my neck and spine, because I'm in a lot of pain, and I can tolerate a lot of pain, but when it gets to the point where it's interfering with my everyday living and doing, it's time to look at other alternative, because it have gotten so far to where there's no pill that's going to help this pain, and there's no therapies that going to help this pain, because it's have to deteriorate. I have to sit here and hold my head still and try to hold it straight to keep it from flopping to the left. My whole head just tilt over to the left, and when it does that, it releases the pain. But I can't walk around with my head tilted to the left the rest of my life. So they need to fix this. But it just that going through all these autoimmune have taught me a lot. You know, I'm still learning. I'm getting better at patient, but enough is enough when you're in a lot of pain. It's people don't understand, people that's in chronic pain, you don't have to look like you're in pain, but your body is in pain. You know, I haven't noticing a lot of different things happening. Started in 2020. My body started telling me different things that was happening. 2021, my body got even more telling me, okay, pay attention. I'm paying attention, but I can't get the right doctors to listen. I thought I had a good rheumatologist. But, you know, he's not coming up with no solutions that would help me, you know, but other than go to pain management. And it was in 2019? though 2000. In 2000, that's when I got my medical ID card. I started using the CBD oils on my neck and stuff. I tried the CBD patch. I might as well just buy me an icy hot patch from Walgreens or CVS or get it on my over-the-counter drug thingy, because that's all that patch did for me, because it didn't do nothing else. But the oil sometimes helps. But when I get that pain that's constantly, that won't move, no, the CBD oil doesn't help. You know, the CBD, you know, I bake with it. You know, I make me brownies, healthy, light brownies, you know. Instead of using sugar when I make my brownies, I use agave syrup, or I use honey instead of sugar when I'm baking. And instead of sour cream, I use yogurt. If I don't have any yogurt, I use light mayonnaise or light sour cream if I have it. But like I said, you know, and then I put the oil in my mix and stuff. So eating it does help. But to help get rid of the pain, I would at least have to eat two brownies back to back. You know, so that's why I make them healthy, so they won't be not healthy. Well, I won't regain this weight that I have released. So it's, I have learned to do that, and I marinate, you know, different things like my vegetables. If I'm a saute vegetables, I will put a little CBD oil on top of my vegetable along with the olive oil and massage it in, and then I grill it and eat it. You know, I do it that way, you know, to see. And I noticed it had been helping me a lot better, because I was watching this show called Bon Appetit, and that's where they work with different CBD oils and marijuana to cook with. And I'm like, okay, if I could, you know, learn these different steps, you know, how to use this oil in my cooking, it might help in the long run. So I've been doing it now for about 2 months, and it seems to be working so far. You know, and other than just putting it on my skin, I'm actually putting it in my food and eating it, and it seems to be working. You know, I'm looking online to come to find a course where I can learn more about cooking with the CBD and the flour and stuff, cooking with it, so I can incorporate it in my Mediterranean lifestyle. That would help me, you know, in the long run. I think it would, because with my lung issues, I'm not gonna smoke anything. I know that'd be stupid on my part. You know, I'm trying to help myself, not kill myself. So I know smoking is not an option. So if I can cook with it, hey, that's an option I will take, because I love cooking. So it's just that, you know, I'm learning a lot of different things this year, and I'm trying to grow. And I'm trying to be around, you know, for people to, you know, understand that, you know, I'm taking it one day at a time, but I'm taking it to the next level. You know, if you don't take care of yourself, ain't nobody else going to do it for you. If you don't love yourself, there's no one else going to do it for you. You have to love yourself to be loved. And like I said, since I've been working with these crystals ever since 2014, you know, I have incorporated them in all aspects of my life, you know, to where I, you know, I wake up and I touch my crystals that I have in my bowl in my room. You know, I have them in a stainless steel bowl. I have some that's in crystal bowls, crystal vases, you know, where I, you know, I just bring all that in, that energy to me. You know, it gives me pleasure to be able to get up and be able to do these podcasts and do my YouTube videos, you know. Because a lot of times I don't have the energy to do that. And sometimes I take maybe 2 to 3 hours in meditation. And like on a nice day, early morning when it's nice and cool, not too cool, but, you know, a little cool out, I sit outside in the sun rays and have my crystals out there with me and absorbing the warmth of the sun, you know, to try to get my body going, get my energy going. And I noticed that, you know, I take my bowl of crystals that I have in my stainless steel bowl, I take it outside, and the one I have in my stainless steel tray, I take them and sit them outside while I meditate in the sun way to absorb that heat. And when I get ready to bring them back in, I have to use a cloth because the bowl is so hot to the touch from the sun beaming down on it. So those crystals are charged. They are really, really good and charred now. They got all the sun energy, all the negative energy and stuff is gone off of them. That sun just, they absorb all that good rays. So, and I bring them in and put them in my room. And I sit and I meditate. And you could just feel the energy, you know. If you never work with crystals, start working with them, you know, because they are amazing. They're from the earth. You know, they are amazing. You know, if you know, like I said, get the book, the Beginners Crystals for Beginners Dummy Book. God, hey, it'll help you get started, you know, and then you can move on to the bigger, different crystals that does the same thing as the main ones that you see, the rose quartz. There's other crystals out there that does the same thing as the rose quartz. And that's a love crystal. And I see my point got chipped off in travel. Because I tell you, I took some on my vacation with me. And I took the rose quartz was one of them. And the tip is broke off of it. But I just put it in my little brass bowl with all my other little tips. And I have little tips that break off little pieces of my crystals that might break. I just put them in the brass bowl. And I sit it outside. You know, sometimes, you know, when the moon get a full moon and if it's hitting my front door area where I sit and meditate, I sit there and absorb the moon rays, you know, and meditate, have my crystals out there then. It's a lot you can learn by using, you know, crystals, different natural herbs and spices and stuff. Because I, like I said, when I was meditating, I was trying to figure out, you know, I have came a long way from when I was first diagnosed. Because when I first diagnosed, my body was attacking me so hard. And I understand the reason why now the doctors, they gave me 7 years. Because it was really attacking me. And me and my daughter, we did not accept that. You know, that lifetime span. So that's when she went in to start looking into natural different healing methods. And I think those have helped me, you know, to be around a lot longer than what they say. Because I say, you know, I went through a lot of different stages. And I had a lot of different surgeries. And but once I started getting into these crystals, the surgeries had slowed down because of the last surgery I had, I think it was in 2014. And that's when I had my L4 and L5 done. And then my next one that I had was in 2019. That's when I had my C3 through 6 done in my neck. So I really think that, you know, the things that I have been doing and trying naturally have had some aspect on my lifespan, along with the medicine that the doctor had me on. And it had helped me to be able to get off a lot of the different medications that I was on too. Because when I first was diagnosed, I was on 20 different types of pills a day. And where I'm now down to, I take 9 of the estrogen, 12 pills a day now. So that's including my vitamin pills, my fiber pills, you know, my fish oil. I mean, you know, calcium pills. I take different vitamins and supplements, but actually medication that the doctor prescribed, I am on 4 different types of medication. You know, and all the rest of them is supplement, you know, vitamins and stuff. You know, that I help to, you know, help with my digestion system and everything. Yeah, it was in 2019, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. So, you know, I had surgery where they went in and removed half of my intestine and cut out half of it and attached the other back together. So, like I said, I have been through a lot, and I'm very grateful and thankful to be here. And that's why I would say, you know, I appreciate all you guys out there, you know, that listening to me and sharing. And maybe it can help someone else. Like I said, I'm not here to preach no type of religion to you all or try to change our faith, because everybody have their own person that they believe in. And whoever you believe in, that's who you needs to focus on to help you through whatever that you're going through, in any type of illness, hardship, or whatever. You know, I look at it that everybody has someone that they can believe in. And I know for a fact what your faith would do for you. My faith have done a lot for me, have brought me a very long way. You know, yes, I went through a lot of different trials and tribulations, but I look at it as a learning experience. I learned from that path that I went down. That's a path I had to take. And I took it with pride. You know, at first, it was hard to take it with pride, but I actually took it and embraced it. And once I decided to leave it in God's hand, I started to look and I could see there's a light at the end of my tunnel. But I have to go down these paths to get there. I can't deviate and go one way. I have to go the straight way. And I've been doing following the straight way path when I got that eye opener, you know. So, like I said, it's a big thing to have to deal with illness, you know. That's just like anybody, they get diagnosed and they tell them they got cancer. or they tell them that they got a heart disease. You know, don't anything, any kind of illness that's life-threatening is something hard to deal with. And some people can deal with it, and some people can't. You know, there are some people out there, strong-willed, that can say, okay, I'm not going to take this. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to try to find something better to do or try to do something with my life. I'm that person that's looking for that. You know, because if I just had to sit around and like, oh, woe me, and just gave up, yeah, I probably would have died within 7 years or earlier. But I chose to fight for my life. You know, I asked and constantly asked, you know, I wanted to see my kids grow up to be adults. I want to see them have their own family, you know, to be able to be their own person. And I want to be able to continue to see that and see my grandchildren, when my grandson grow up, to have his own family and stuff. Because I was able to do that, to see my kids grow up and graduate and get married and start their own lives and their own family. So, you know, if I didn't have that faith and belief and wanted, this is what I want, you know, and just believe that it will happen, I see that now, that I have achieved a lot from the hardship that we went through. You know, of losing our home and everything. You know, me and my kids went through a lot. And we sit back and we talk about that now, you know, that, you know, we always on a path, a journey, you know, of life. And my son says to me, he like, you know, Mom, he said, you know, all the hard time that we was going through when he graduated, he seen a way of him going into the Navy to be able to help support back home. Because at the time, I hadn't even really started getting my disability or my Social Security. You know, they was taking me through the ringer, about that. And it was hard to make ends meet. And then I was living off of Section 8, so I didn't have any rent. But I had to still try to figure out how I was going to pay my light bill, my gas bill, because at the time I had a gas until I moved and got all electric. So, and how I was going to keep a phone and all this here. I said, me and my children know what hard time is, and we don't take it for granted. We know that your life can be changed in an instant. So I say these things to say that, you know, be grateful, be thankful for what you have, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. You know, I have so much faith and believe in energy. What energy you put out into the world, that's the energy that come back to you. The energy that I put into my crystals, that's the energy I get back to me. And that can happen for you if you just believe and want to get better. I know there's no cure for none of my illness that I have, but I want to be around as long as I can and do things that I want to do. Like I said, this year I'm planning on traveling even more, you know. And I just took my first one after I found out what's going on with this surgery thing. And then I start planning other trips. Because, like I said, life is too short. I finally sent off and got a copy of my birth certificate, got it back. Now I'm finna get my passport, and I'm finna get ready to travel around the world to different places that I can be able to go to, like where they're having wars and stuff. But it just that I want people to understand that you can have a life and still have your illness, but do not let your illness take control of your life. You take control of your life and your illness. You know, I know it's there. It always let me know it's here, but I don't have to consume my life into this of despair of illness. I want to be able to enjoy life, what of it I have left. And I'd like again to thank you all for being here with me through this journey and listening to my podcast and sharing my podcast. I am very grateful and thankful to you all. Namaste.